Because before they did it, they were mispalo. They prayed. If you, a person goes and he says, you say to Hashem, I want to make an omen and I want you to be the one to cause this thing to happen and not to happen, to serve as a divine sign of should I do something or should I not do something. Now, if you feel you're so holy, Hashem's going to answer your prayer or not, I don't know about that. But if a person feels he's on a madrig, he's on a spiritual high, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to answer his prayer, this is permitted. This is not called nichush. Both Eliezer, certainly Eliezer, Hakrei no lefonai, he was actually mispalel explicitly in the pasuk, where he says to Hashem, Ribbono shel Olam, I'm standing here on the well, please Hashem, do chesed with my master Avram, that you should make it, the girl that comes to me and asks, should I draw for you water, this will be the girl that you have selected. If a person is mispalel to Hashem, that this should be a sign of what to do, should I do or should not to do, that is not in the category of nichush.
So he's praying now, for an omen as opposed
yes,
to just happening.
Exactly. If Stamazoy, you stand pretty, what's going to happen, and it's going to be an omen, that is an Isser de Oraisa. If, on the other hand, you formulate a tefillah and ask Hashem that this event or non-event should be an omen of what I should do, not should do, that is permitted. Now you'll ask me, but who says you're on a madrega that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to answer you? All right, that's between you and Hashem. That's between you and Hashem. If you feel you're on a madrega, that your tefillahs are going to be answered, there's doing omen, gesundheit, fine, you do that. But one thing is for sure, if you formulate the omen in the form of a tefillah, no way. This is not called nichush. And that's why by Yehoinasan and by Eliezer, where it was in the form of a tefillah, it was permitted. Now, someone else gave a very, very good example over here. Another very popular answer is, this is not nichush. It's not nichush. This wasn't a son of nichush. I want a girl who is a balas chesed. So the girl that comes to me, most girls, they come, they couldn't care less. You here by the well, they don't care. A girl who says, I want to draw for you water. This wasn't a matter of an omen. This is a matter of practicality. Is a girl a balas chesed, yes or no? Il milchama. It's a psychological insight into a person's frame of mind. If the enemy says, come to us, that is a psychological, you have to understand why that's so, that's not for now, that is a psychological insight, a psychologist will tell you, that's a sign of weakness. If the enemy says, we're coming down to you, whatever the reasons are, okay, study the technique of war, that is an indication of strength. This was not a nichosh, this is the world of science.
Reading
their mind. So therefore, don't bring a raya from the situation. Don't bring a raya from Avram and from Avram and Yonasan. There it was different. Okay, so now halacha l'maisa, the Ramah paskins. The Ramah is very, very vague. The Ramah brings all the different opinions. And the Ramah concludes that you should be machmir. The best thing is tamim tiyam Hashem alokecha. And since in this matter of the past, the future, of being mispalel, even a tefillah, who says even a tefillah also might not necessarily be ideal. Making a tefillah, this should serve, not serve. All of these things are all subject to debate among the various Rishonim. It's not clear what the halacha is, and the best thing is to avoid anything. The best thing is, tamim tiye im Hashem alokecha.
Another black magic.
Black, that's another sugya. That's a kosin. That's another sugya. And now, before you go first, I want to include very, very quickly. This also touches upon the other issue. That touches upon the issue of lotteries. You don't know in the Beis HaMikdash, who should be the first one? Question. It's a very, very simple question. Who should be the first one? Who should bring the guitarist today? A lottery. Goro. Why is that not called an omen? The one, we don't know who should do something. We over here have to make a decision. Who should be the one who brings the carbon? Who should be the one that gets this piece? Al piya goral yachal, like through a goral lin was dog. That was a piya hakodesh. But you don't know what to do, so we cast lots. We do this all the time.
Goral hagra.
Goral Hagra. We don't know what Goral Hagra. So that might be because they're using a pasuk in the Chumash. Okay, that's a little bit different. He discussed it also. We're out of time. But let's just discuss a general question. When you have a dilemma, who should go first? Okay, we're going on a bus. There are not enough seats on the bus, so we're going to cast a lottery, and whoever wins goes on the bus. Why is that not called nichush? You're looking at a sign, a divine sign, what to do.
But it's avoiding machlokes.
So what? If it's nichush, is an iser deraisa, you're going to make a decision based upon an event, a circumstance. How are you allowed to do that? Why does making a lottery not fall in the category of nichush? So the simple answer is a very simple svar. It's a good kasha, but it's a very simple answer also. The case of nichush is you have a dilemma. What to do, what not to do. Very important point. Should I do this? Should I buy the stock? Should I not buy the stock? Should I go on the trip? Should I not go on the trip? Is it going to do? Is it going to be sheva al tase? It's between you and yourself. Should I do? Should I do? When you have a situation where something has to be done, there's someone that has to bring the ketores. Sorry, it has to happen. Someone got to take out the garbage today. Who's the lucky guy that's going to take out the garbage? Who's the lucky guy? Someone's got to do it. You have a bus. There are only that many seats. Someone's not going on the bus. I'm sorry. So when you have no choice and a decision has to be made, that's not called nichush. That's just a matter of being practical. Someone's got to do it. Is it going to be me or you? Someone's not going on the bus. Is it going to be me or you? So then you cast lots. That's not called nichush. Nichush is, should I go? Should I not go? It's not, number one, it's not against someone else. And it's not something that has to be done. So those type of situations, a very fine point, but it creates a...
Even if there's no machlokes.
When there is something that has to be done no matter what, and the question is who is going to do it, even though theoretically, if you really think about it, there's really no difference between a lottery and nichush. If the bread will fall out of my hand, I'm going to not go on. If the bread will not fall out of my hand, I will go on the trip. I'm making a decision based upon some event that will or will not happen. The lottery, it's either going to be me or you. Theoretically, there's really no difference between the two. Yet, it's true. The action, what's happening, what's determining is, but what are you using it for? If it's a circumstance that something has to be done, whether you like it or not, and the question is just who's going to do it or how is it going to be done, that is not called nichush. Because it's going to be done no matter what. When the issue is whether you're going to do it or you're not going to do it. Should I do it? It's a risk. Maybe yeah, maybe not. Maybe it's sheva al taseh, or maybe go forward. That is the domain of nichush. It's a very important balance. So what we learned today over here is nichush for sure is the past. The future is a dilemma among the Paiskin, if you can use an event in the future. If you are a mispalo, you make an omen, the same exact thing that would be awesome in Atayra, and you go and you make it into a tefillah, according to many Paiskin, the smooth of the Raya is Eliezer and Yohanasan. Or if you're dealing with a type of omen, which is not an omen, it's a matter of science to understand the Metzius, that's not, even though it may appear to be an omen, even though it's like a Maris Ayin, it's not. It's mutter. As long as you have a logic, there is a rhyme and reason behind it. The Ramah, when everything is said and done, it says, do none of the above. Everything stay away from, because there are different opinions in this matter. It's so not clear. The bottom line is, Tamin Tiyan Hashem Elokecha. A lottery is not called Nichush, because a lottery is not a question of yes or no. A lottery is, it has to be done. And it will be done. The question is how it's going to be done, who's going to do it. That is outside the purview of the concept of nichush.